Good morning, Dave Clements here with my friend Rebecca Lambert. Now, she's the executive director for the Crick County Foundation. You guys do this thing, this holiday partnership. Tell us what that is.
First off, I should say the Crook County Foundation has done the holiday partnership only for a few years.
Oh, okay.
It's actually something that's been in Crook County for literally decades. If I have it right, started with the county and a whole bunch of volunteers who saw that there were households in need in Crook County during the holiday season for holiday meal support and gifts.
Okay, so what are we supplying? What are we asking for? And who is this going to?
This huge, generous effort takes lots of organizations across Crook County, nonprofits and businesses and public entities and individuals and grocery stores and everyone else. And our goal is to support households in need, as it always has been. And so this year, we are providing holiday meal assistance to about 370 households. And what we know about those households is a whole bunch of them include children under 18. There are a lot of seniors who have asked for support. And then we're also supporting the community effort to provide gifts. We know it's expensive out there right now.
Sure.
And some households just have, you know, they struggle. We've got requests for over 600 kids and gifts, supplying gifts to them, and well over 100 seniors as well. And that's in partnership with the Prineville Senior Center.
All right. So how does someone get involved? How do they find out what you need and how do they donate it?
If you live in Crook County, you have probably seen red food collection barrels around dozens of businesses across Crook County, and that's where donations of food for the community food drive can be dropped off. Now, most of those food barrels are being collected today because our distribution days are already next week, but four will remain out until Sunday. So if you still would like to donate food to the Holiday Partnership Community Food Drive, the red food barrels will remain until Sunday at the Crook County Library, at Erickson's, Wagner's, and the Crook County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
And our most needed items for food, based on what we've already collected, because our volunteers inventory it as it comes in, so we know what we have and we know what we don't have. We need cereal and oatmeal, canned meats, tuna, chicken, Spam, and then pasta sauces and side dish mixes, things like rice and potato side dishes. The non-perishable, prepackaged, anything like that would be completely appreciated.
Okay. Do you guys have more information on your website, or where's the best place to get more information?
Best place to look is ccholidaypartnership.com. So that includes a list of the items we're looking for. There's a, you can send in a, if you're interested in volunteering, and our distribution days are next week. So if you have some free time and want to volunteer, you can also do that through a form on the website and get all sorts of other information.
Okay. We've been talking to Rebecca Lambert. She's the executive director for the Crook County Foundation. Give us the website one more time.
ccholidaypartnership.com.